Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is converting the sentences of 37 people on federal death row to life in prison. The conversion does not include those found guilty of hate-motivated mass shootings, including the synagogue shooter in Pittsburgh and the Emmanuel AME church shooting suspect in Charleston, South Carolina. The Boston Marathon bomber also exempt. Court date today for Luigi Mangione, the man accused of shooting and killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson earlier this month. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
It's the beginning of a long process for him. The accused insurance executive killer is going to appear in a New York courtroom for a second time today, this time facing state charges that accuse him of acting like a terrorist. The state and federal prosecutions are expected to unfold simultaneously.
More than 100 million Americans are taking to the roads and the skies, and a fast-moving winter storm could be ready to throw travel plans into chaos as we head into holiday week. This is ABC News. A shopping mall reopening today in Central Texas, 2 days after a man plowed a pickup truck into a department store.
No way he did that!
The parking lot of Killeen Mall was filled with shoppers.
Oh my gosh!
When a pickup truck being pursued by police smashed through the doors of JCPenney.
And this was reality.
Jennifer Muniz was inside the mall.
Things you see truly in a movie was actually really happening in front of us.
John Darrell Schultz drove about 100 yards into the store, running over five people before a state trooper fatally shot the 53-year-old. The people he hit are expected to recover. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Magdeburg, Germany today, mourners are laying flowers near the scene of the deadly Christmas market attack on Friday. Authorities searching for a motive as they investigate the suspect, a 50-year-old Saudi doctor who came to Germany in 2006. He was arrested at the scene after police say driving a black BMW into holiday shoppers, killing five and injuring hundreds of others. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Air Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Air Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Want to spoil yourself or someone you love for the holiday? Stop in at Court & Main as we are having our end-of-the-year recliner sale. Get 25% off any in-stock recliner. Whether you want power, manual, swivel rocker, or just a basic rocker recliner, we have it all. Stop in at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-647-8713.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results, and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing, became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're watching for the possibility of some scattered light precipitation today. This weather system is turning out a bit weaker than earlier expected, so the threat of major icing has decreased, but still a chance of some patchy drizzle or freezing drizzle out there, so watch your travel conditions later this morning especially. Looks like the best chance of some accumulating snow will run from a strip from La Crosse over to Manitowoc in the midday and early afternoon, but we could see a touch of wet snow here as well. Otherwise, quiet weather coming up tomorrow and Christmas Day as well, just some cloud cover, temperatures several degrees above normal. It will turn increasingly warm late this week as warm air flows in from the southern plains ahead of a storm system. That will likely also bring us some rain as we get into Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. Right now, it looks like about a third of an inch to maybe a half inch of rain possible. Of course, that plus the warm temperatures will melt our snow cover, unfortunately. We'll probably have to wait until sometime in early January to have a chance of some accumulating snow. So there is a winter weather advisory in place from 9 a.m. today through 3 p.m. in Vernon, Richland, Sauk, and Iowa counties. Cloudy today, high 36. 40% chance of scattered drizzle and snow showers by late morning. Some roads and sidewalks could get a thin layer of ice. Light south to southeast winds at 5 to 8, becoming northwest later on. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 24. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun with a high at 33. Light easterly wind. For Christmas Day, plenty of cloud cover, but quiet and warmer than normal. High temperature 36. Thursday, gloomy and mild, with scattered drizzle possible, fog as well. Low 29, high 39. Periods of rain Friday into early Saturday, fog as well. High in the mid-40s Friday, 51 on Saturday. And Sunday, variably cloudy, high 46. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your convenience, at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
-27 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 28.
The record high for December 23rd, 58 in 1887. Record low, 22 below zero in 1989. Last year's high was 46 and the low 40. Sunset will occur at 4:30 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7:32. South winds are at 4 miles per hour. Barometer at 29.81. No precipitation today. Again, with cloudy conditions, we're at 27 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of weekend high school sports in the area, details on the Packers playing Monday Night Football as well.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. On Saturday in area boys basketball, it was Platteville getting the win against Fenimore in boys basketball 75-57, while the Platteville girls defeated Fenimore 69-34. Really, not a lot of games scheduled until this weekend. There are lots of holiday tournaments going on at various locations on Friday and Saturday. More about that, there is one local game coming up this evening. That's Wisconsin Heights playing at Boscobel. Over the weekend, plenty of wrestling right here in Richland Center. Bill Twining and David Werman were there, and Bill files this report recapping Saturday's action.
The 61st annual Richland Center Wrestling Invitational was held Saturday at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, and for the third straight year, Iowa Grant Highland laid claim to the team championship. The Panthers totaled 308 points, while Gale Etrick Trempolo Melrose Medora was runner-up for the second year in a row. The Titans finished with 294.5, led by the tournament's most valuable wrestler, two-time champion Colton Koss. Belmont Platteville had its best showing in years, finishing third with 260.5 points, while Reedsburg was fourth at 216.5. Riverdale a solid fifth at 187.5. River Valley nipped Ithaca Weston for sixth place, 136-133.5. Next came Toma, just ahead of host Richland Center for eighth place, 126.5-125. And Baraboo was 10th at 122.5. Rounding out the 17-team field scoring were Cochrane Fountain City, Cashton, Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Holman's Varsity Reserve, Hillsboro, Westby, and River Ridge. Prior to the finals, four individuals were inducted into the Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor. Longtime coach at the Richland Middle School, Andy Spees, and state place winners Justin Lambrees, Todd Gunderson, and Buck Fish. History was made when Reedsburg senior trainer Curtin took the championship at 120 pounds, becoming just the 13th wrestler to win four titles at the Richland Invitational, the last being Hunter Dischler of Ithaca Weston in 2015. Iowa Grant Highland junior Jackson Bussey could be next in line as he won the 165-pound weight class in convincing fashion and claimed his third title at the Richland Center Invitational. The 126-pound weight class featured three wrestlers who had previously won titles in the event. Junior Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mondoro came out on top to win his second crown, along the way defeating former champ Cade Parrish of Reedsburg in the semifinals, and then outlasting former champ Ethan Hady of Richland Center with a 9-6 victory in overtime moments after Hady's reversal tied the score at the end of regulation. For his efforts, Colton Koss was named the most valuable wrestler. The only other wrestlers to win repeat titles were Iowa Grant Highland junior Tyson Imhoff at 157 pounds and Riverdale junior Grant Matthews at 285, with Matthews win a tournament-ending pin in 409 over Bodie Brockhop of Iowa Grant Highland in a battle of champions from a year ago. Other champs at the RC Invite on Saturday were Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grant Highland, both Dylan and Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Thomas Cameron Finch and Blake Champlin, freshman Braden Hale Toomey of Reedsburg, Baraboo senior Peyton Oberg, senior Caden Davis of Belmont Platteville, and sophomore Aaron Dunnigan of Gale Edric Trempolo Melrose Mindoro. Here's how things went for area teams Saturday at the Richland Center Invitational. Richland Center was led by senior Ethan Hades' second-place finish at 126 pounds. Three Hornets placed fifth, freshman Caden Stibbe at 113, junior Ethan Bodendine at 175, and senior Mason Jelenic at 190. Senior Braden Kleppe placed sixth, senior Michael Burns was seventh, and senior Kyle Wassinger eighth. Ithaca Weston's top finish was a third-place showing by senior Nolan Waldner at 165 pounds. Juniors Ethan Stowell and Hunter Moe each placed fourth, while juniors Derek Franzen and Ashton Bennett won fifth-place matches. In addition, Caden Coleman was sixth and sophomore Carrick Thompson seventh for Ithaca Weston. Riverdale, under new coach Marcus Ingalls, boasts the championship of Grant Matthews and had two other wrestlers reach the finals before placing second, freshman James Schramm at 106 pounds and sophomore Lakota Brewer at 132. Freshman Hunter Wilkinson and senior Brody Meese each finished third. Wyatt Schramm and Treston Rennish were both fifth, Wyatt McGuire sixth, Caden Currier seventh, and Chase McGuire eighth for Riverdale. River Valley's top finish on the day was a runner-up effort from junior Blake Brickle at 190 pounds. Senior Wyatt Knockreiner won his third-place match at 157, while sophomores Jackson Scheel and Ty Larson and senior Hunter Ault all finished fourth. Junior Tyler Maxwell was sixth for the Blackhawks. Iowa Grand Highland placed in 13 of the 14 weight classes, led by the three champions, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, and Gavin Hinderman. Former champs Brock Hinderman and Bodie Brockhop each placed second, while freshman Griffin Wineski and senior Jackson McGuire won third-place matches to lead the way. Boscobel Wazika Steuben had just three entrants in the tournament. Two of them placed. Sophomore Ashton Udelhoven was fifth at 120 pounds, and junior Job Wetter sixth at 157. And Hillsboro was also hampered by lack of numbers, with one of only four wrestlers placing for the Tigers. Junior Ryan McCoy was third for Hillsboro at 215 pounds. Repeating, Iowa Grant Highland won Saturday's 61st annual Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament, winning for the third straight year. Among local teams, Riverdale was fifth, River Valley sixth, Ithaca Weston seventh, and Richland Center ninth. For WRCO Radio Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Join us for updates on the Bi-State Wrestling Tournament from lacrosse coming up on Friday and Saturday of this weekend. Over the weekend, youth bowling top series, Jocelyn Adams 462, Abby Weigel with a 281. Jocelyn Adams had a 171 game and Abby Weigel with a 101. For the boys, high series, Brady Blado 609, Trayton Shep 587, Caden Keller a 583. Trayton Shep with a 214, Caden Keller had a 213, and Brady Blado a 212 in youth bowling. The Packers are 14-point favorites to beat the Saints at home on Monday Night Football. A victory at Lambeau Field would mean Green Bay is in the postseason for the fifth time in the last 6 years. Detroit's victory Sunday eliminates the chance that the Packers might come from behind to claim the NFC North title. They could still miss the playoffs by losing the last three games. Coach Matt LaFleur yesterday talked about the quarterback that the Packers will see tonight, Spencer Rattler.
He's a talented guy. I mean, he was highly recruited coming out of high school and has been able to produce at the college level. So, like I said, he's a natural thrower. I was impressed with him through the draft process last year. And so he's got a lot of talent. He's got some weapons around him.
LaFleur says the Saints will be no pushover.
This is the National Football League. I don't care who you're playing. So, and I got a lot of respect for these guys. And if you looked at what they've been able to accomplish in a short period of time, I mean, look at the game last week and their ability to come back. And, I mean, they had a chance to win the game on the last play of the game. So, to me, every week's the same.
The Packers and the Saints tonight can be heard on WRCO pregame time, 5 o'clock for Monday Night Football. Yesterday, it was Atlanta over the Giants, 34-7. Carolina won in overtime over Arizona, 36-30. Cincinnati, 24. Cleveland, 6. Detroit, 34. The Bears, 17. Indianapolis, 38-30 over Tennessee. The Rams, 19. The Jets, 9. Washington, 36. Philadelphia, 33. Minnesota came from behind to defeat Seattle, 27-24. Buffalo over New England, 24-21. Las Vegas, 19. Jacksonville, 14. Miami got the win against San Francisco, 29-17. And Dallas over Tampa Bay, 26-24. The Badger men's basketball team dominated the inside game while beating Detroit Mercy 76-53 Sunday. Sophomore forward Nolan White produced a double-double with 18 points and 11 rebounds. Senior center Stephen Crowell had 15. Wisconsin blew the non-conference game open with a 14-point run midway through the first half. The Badgers are back in action at home January 3rd when they host the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Golden Eagles survived a late rally by Xavier in a 72-70 road win Saturday. Marquette had led most of the game when the Musketeers scored 12 straight points and took a 64-63 lead with 2 minutes left. Coach Shaka Smart's team outscored the home team 9-6 the rest of the way. The Eagles are off until December 31st when they play at Providence. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard are listed as doubtful for tonight's game at Chicago. The Bucks beat the Wizards 112-101 Saturday with both stars missing. Bobby Portis led the way with 34 points, and Chris Middleton was in the starting lineup for the first time this season. Milwaukee is 15-12, good for fifth in the NBA Eastern Conference standings. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
It is 8:22, time for a vintage Paul Harvey program, The Rest of the Story. Sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
The rest of the story. Jim was being a nuisance. So much of one that Mr. Durband, the director of the school play, stopped the rehearsal cold. What seemed to be the problem, Mr. Durband asked. And Jim, eyes dancing with mischief, pointed to himself, feigning astonishment that he had been singled out as the cause of some disturbance. Of course, Jim was quite often the cause of some disturbance, especially of late. So it was only reasonable that the weary director proceed, as in fact he did. For the better part of 2 hours, Jim had been making half-whispered wisecracks, Dr. Durband observed, and then he exclaimed, "There will be no further disruptions this evening. Is that quite clear?" And Jim nodded, suddenly sober-faced, and assured Mr. Durband that he understood. And at that moment, the director felt an unexpected pang of sympathy for the harmlessly troublesome teenager. You see, Jim had auditioned for the part of the Earl of Warwick, an important role in Shaw's classic St. Joan. But along with the many talented young thespians trying out was the particularly gifted Peter Sissons, and it was he who got the part. So, Jim was given the inconsequential, non-speaking role of a monk. A monk who appears only in the final scene of the play, standing in the background and thus presumably disappointed and restless. Did he irresistibly interject irreverent asides throughout rehearsals? Oh, I must have a talk with that young man, Mr. Durband silently decided. And so at 8 p.m., following the evening's rehearsal in privacy, he did. The director said, "You know, choosing Peter over you was nothing personal." And the boy rather unconvincingly said that that was all right, it didn't matter. "It's your voice," continued Mr. Durband. "You speak so softly most of the time, down in your throat, swallowing your words, that what you're saying doesn't carry across the room, much less across the footlights." But what could he do about it, Jim beseeched. The director studied Jim's expression and realized therefrom how very much this meant to the young man. "Being heard takes more than being loud," he said. Certainly Peter Sissons had a big voice, but it was his personality, his passion to make himself understood, that projects what he says all the way to the back row. Well, Jim took it all to heart, and he disrupted rehearsals no further. And what do you know, the night of the play, he seemed content to stand quietly peering from the cowl of the monk's cloak. Now, Peter Sissons, who magnificently portrayed the Earl of Warwick, he became a newscaster one day. I once heard someone say, "And Jim, whatever happened to him?" Well, his voice has been heard many times around the world. For once upon a lesson profoundly learned, there was an aspiring young actor turned troubadour who impressed himself on his own and on each subsequent generation as few in all history have. But the next time you reflect on that personality impeccably projected, you will hear amused in your mind's ear an English schoolboy swallowing his words, belying the brilliant future of Jim, James Paul McCartney. You mean the Paul McCartney? I mean the Paul McCartney. Only now you know the rest of the story.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
The Fraser Fur is here. Get yours now at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center before they're gone.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas from WRCO.
First day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas,
on the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
five golden rings,
four calling three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas,
on my true love gave to me
Christmas, my true
nine
love gave to me
eight ladies dancing,
seven ladies dancing,
milking, ladies dancing by.
You better not shout, you better not cry,
you better not in a pear tree on the ninth.
No.
On the eighth.
Right.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
seven swans of swimming, six geese a laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves.
Every come aboard,
head in hand, there I be decked with bays
and partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 pipers piping,
10 loads of leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a milking,
7 swans a swimming,
6 geese a laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And hey, when it's dry and ready,
whoa,
a dreidel I shall play.
Whoa,
oh, hey, dreidel.
12 days of Christmas.
What?
Yeah, Christmas.
Eight days of Hanukkah.
Oh.
It's a Christmas medley.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
On the 12th day, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming like Olympus above the Serengeti.
Ba, 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 ba.
11 pipers piping, 10 lords
a-leaping.
I had Christmas down in Africa.
I had Christmas down in Africa.
I had Christmas down in Africa.
Partridge in a big pear tree. Partridge in a big pear tree.
Straight No Chaser and their take on the 12 Days of Christmas. That's probably a song that 12 Days of Christmas is not my favorite Christmas song, but their version I like real well, absolutely. It's 28 degrees at WRCO Radio. Still nothing in terms of precip from the sky today. Could be some more on the way, though. And looks like the weather advisory goes from 9 until 3. So they're pretty sure that someone will get some during that time frame. So allow a little extra time if you're going to be driving or if you have to drive a little bit later on today. Our trivia question of the day is up a little later on.
Sung by a choir and folks tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
Thanks for joining us on WRCO Radio. Some things to celebrate. It is Human Light Day. It's National Roots Day. It's also Festivus, that fake holiday created from a classic episode of Seinfeld. Frank Costanza invents the holiday, or did back in the day, and they celebrate it, filing grievances against one another and whatnot. Today is also National Pfeffernuss Day. It's National Bake Day as well. Day to bake up some goodies just before company comes.
I ask thee to stay close. children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Away in a manger.
The Statler Brothers on WRCO for our Monday morning get-together.
JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free, in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweaters starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tap bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
Meyer Oil and LP sends warm holiday wishes to their incredible customers. Thank you for making this year a success. Here's to a joyful holiday season and a fantastic new year.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Down to the final days of shopping. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to tell you, we still have so much jewelry left for your Christmas loved ones. Hundreds of gold rings with diamonds or gemstones. So many diamond earrings, small or large, fancy or simple. One-of-a-kind, gorgeous gemstone pieces that only one person on Earth can own. And of course, diamond bracelets that sparkle like the twinkle in her eyes. No matter your budget, no matter their age, we have some awesome gifts for Christmas. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Ryan's Auto wants to extend a big thank you to all those who visited and purchased from us during the last year. We appreciate all of you and wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Monday Morning Trivia Quiz is sponsored by Subway in Richland Center.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
All right, trivia that can net you a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway. They have so many to choose from and all kinds of these new flavors. I kind of like the Titan Turkey myself, but they're all good. All right, in the classic season 2 episode of The Office titled Christmas Party, who winds up with the expensive iPod at the end of the trading? It's one that Steve Carell's character in The Office, Michael, bought for Ryan. But they do some swapping in the end. Again, the classic season 2 episode of The Office titled Christmas Party. Who winds up with the expensive iPod at the end of the trading? 608-647-4155. Classic season 2 episode of The Office titled Christmas Party. Who winds up with the expensive iPod at the end of the trading? We'll give you multiple guesses this morning so we can nail it down. All right. Is it A, Michael, B, Dwight, C, Toby, or D, Meredith? 608-647-4155. Michael, Dwight, Toby, or Meredith? Good luck as you dial for trivia today here with us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. sing him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior.
The Judds on WRCO Radio. Congrats to Vicki Olson, our winner of trivia in the classic season 2 episode of The Office titled Christmas Party. Who winds up with the expensive iPod? Well, a little background on the episode. They have a secret Santa exchange, and Jim is thrilled that he has Pam's name and puts together a really personal special teapot filled with smaller items for her. Michael buys an iPod for Ryan, giving that way over a $20 limit. When Michael is disappointed with the gift he receives, he turns it into a Yankee swap where everyone can choose to open a gift. And everybody, of course, wants the iPod. But anyway, Jim's present for Pam ends up with Dwight Schrute. Jim tries to convince Dwight to do a post swap, but Dwight says he wants to use the teapot for nasal cleaning. In the end, Pam elects to trade the iPod for Jim's gift to Dwight. So the correct answer is Dwight. That was a kind of a roundabout answer there, but Dwight is the one that winds up with the iPod in the end of that classic episode of The Office. Vicki wins a 6-inch sub of the day from Richland Center Subway. Subs are great any day. Stop by Richland Center Subway and, maybe pick up a gift card for your stocking stuffers.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet Consigned Clothing Store, where our gift certificates are the perfect fit.
Christmas is sleigh bells, Christmas is sharing, Christmas is holly, Christmas is caring, Christmas is children who just can't go to sleep. Christmas is memories, the kind you always keep. Deck the halls and give a cheer for all the things that Christmas is each year. Christmas, Merry Christmas, when all your wishes come true. Christmas is bedtime when no one wants to go. All the world is tinsel bright.
Later on today, between 10 and noon, we'll be taking requests for holiday classics again on the radio. Have some fun with that. Next up, our ABC News update, and then we're going to have some community conversation on the morning show to warm us up a little bit here. We're going to have a little Hot Stove League talk about baseball, local youth baseball, and more coming up during our morning show talk today. Here's Alan Jackson.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we've made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. We'll be walking in a winter wonderland.
This is Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy. We'll put our little records away for a little while and be back your way. Coming up next hour on The Morning Show, news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. We're at 29 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than a month to go before he leaves office, President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 inmates on federal death row. They will now face life in prison without the possibility of parole, says ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
As a devout Catholic, President Biden believes that the death penalty should only be used in cases of terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. And the White House is signaling that there could be more clemency to come in the few weeks that President Biden has left.